Hi, I'm Willis Kern. Thanks for choosing Sound Money on GLT, and thanks for listening to the Sound Money Podcast.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. More at facebook.com/JustinBoydCountry. This is GLT.
Depending on your age, retirement is either some faraway mystical place or where you're headed in just a few months or years. Edgar Norton, director of Illinois State University's Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis, is with us to talk about planning for retirement. And for those next two episodes, we'll focus more on those who are very close to retirement and have some nest egg built up and are now looking at maybe going into a situation where they're post-career. Edgar, what should you consider when you're trying to decide how to spend those funds during your retirement?
A lot of things. Hopefully you've spent some time doing what we discussed in a previous segment, discussing budgeting, and come up with your basic living expenses, and you're fairly comfortable that after taxes, the money will be there to maintain the lifestyle that you desire, and may you be fortunate enough to be able to do that. But there's some things that people tend to forget about. And so maybe this will be a wake-up call for some. A wake-up call for me, indeed, is the statistics I see about health care. The average 65-year-old couple, the stats say, will spend about $250,000 in health care.
Now, that compares to probably a pretty decent amount you've spent. But the older you get, naturally, the more you're probably going to be spending on health care, right?
That's true. You may not have much at age 65 if you're healthy and well, but that's going to change over time. But some people have the impression that, you know, I have Medicare and Medicare will take care of my needs. And the answer is no, it won't. There's co-pays and deductibles in Medicare. There's premiums to pay in Medicare. And Medicare doesn't cover things like eyeglasses and dental care and hearing aids. And so there's a lot of surprises that might pop up that if you're not prepared for in your budget or your big nest egg, you know, that $250,000 can be spent pretty quickly.
Especially for people who've had really solid health care plans all through their life and their working career.
Yeah, indeed. Most folks will retire. They won't have employer-paid or employer-sponsored health care. And so it's up to them to make their decisions about Medicare and about a Medigap policy to help cover some of those gaps that the Medicare doesn't cover. But still, $250,000, if I'm talking to someone about retirement planning, you know, let's have a bunch of money for your retirement spending, but let's have a separate pot somewhere. On average, $250,000. It could be as low as $100,000, depending upon how healthy you are and how long you live. It could be multiples of that if you live a good long life.
And if you don't have health problems, then you're lucky. I guess you're fortunate. You can begin to maybe draw some of those other funds out of the money you've saved for health care into some other areas. What are some of these other things people need to be planning for?
Unless you've got a really tight and well-created budget and you've looked at multiple years of your spending, people sometimes forget about property taxes. You have to pay those property taxes every year. And
whether you have paid off your mortgage or not.
Even if you've been debt-free for 10 years, you're still paying property taxes. And so people, they might be ready to retire and they make their last mortgage payment and they think they're home free. And it turns out you never truly own your home. You're always paying rent to somebody, you know, rent, quote unquote, rent, in the form of property taxes, the cost of a civilized society and be able to live in the community you're in. But you still have to have that regular expense that is a big chunk of change that some people forget about when they put together their retirement budget.
And a lot of people like to travel. I mean, that's kind of the American ideal is you retire and you go see the world, and that doesn't come cheaply.
Yep. Spending patterns do change after retirement. Again, looking at the averages, things such as vacations and travel and hobbies and health care seem to rise in retirement. Of course, some things cut down. You're no longer going to work, and so there you don't have as much in terms of parking expenses, commuting expenses. Your business wardrobe becomes shorts and flip-flops in the summertime. And dry cleaning costs go way down as well. And hopefully by that time as well, fingers crossed, the mortgage is paid off. The kids are out of the house if you've been blessed with children. And so wedding costs are taken care of and you no longer have to save for college costs. And so, of course, those expenses go down in retirement. But there's still stuff that happens. So just because you're 65, for example, if you want to retire at 65, doesn't mean your car is going to last as long as you do. And so if you're used to buying a new car every 5-10 years, you will still have to keep on doing that. And the car will need repairs. Your house will need, that furnace isn't going to last necessarily as long as you do either, and the air conditioner and the roof. And so there's the big ticket items that you really want to, that's why if you're available, if you have the chance to go back and look over 5, 10, even 15 years worth of spending to see what surprises, what are the big hits, and prepare yourself, prepare your retirement nest egg for those.
And you talked about paying for kids' needs when they're young, but when you have kids, chances are you're going to have grandkids at some point. So if you're buying, say, a college nest egg for your grandkids, you may have 2 or 3 children, but you might have 6, 7, or 8 grandkids. So that starts to add up.
That's right. Depends upon your financial situation and how generous you're feeling and how much you want to help the next generation pay for their kids' college education. That's a possibility.
There are ways, too, you can increase your income, too, in retirement. I suppose you could take a part-time job instead of maybe doing volunteer work at the local hospital. Maybe you are a greeter at Walmart or something like that.
There are other consulting work, perhaps, or, again, part-time jobs. You have a passion for something, and there's a store that's involved in that hobby, and you can maybe be a store clerk there for a while. You get to a certain age and that becomes less attractive. But hopefully that will provide enough income to get you over some of those humps. Studies have shown that retirement spending kind of looks like a U-curve, where retirement spending might start off high, and as you age, retirement spending tends to decline because you don't travel as much or do as much stuff as you used to. But then, as years go on, spending rises again. And as you might guess, that increase in spending is mainly due to the health care. And so it's not a steady progression of increasing spending at the inflation rate over time. There's a lot that goes into it, and that's why year-by-year planning and budgeting and keeping your eyes open for the car and house repairs and health needs is really important as you hit the retirement age.
Yeah, that sounds like a very important point, because just because you're entering retirement at a certain situation where you're able to do things and you have a certain amount of income coming in, it's not always necessarily going to stay that way.
And you may hope for increases over time, but as the last few years have shown, Social Security, if we have low inflation, Social Security doesn't rise very quickly. And as a retired American, your buying patterns might be different than that basket of goods that's used to compute the inflation rate. And so you might find your real income declining over time.
We started off talking a little bit about some of the health care costs in retirement. We're going to dive deeper into that in the next episode of Sound Money. Edgar, as always, thanks for coming over.
My pleasure, Willis.
Edgar Norton is the director of Illinois State's Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis, and he joins us on Sound Money. I'm Willis Kern.